It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. We are here with our last episode of 2018.
So sad, Jay.
I know. But we'll be back. We will be back. But first, we want to take a look back and talk about some of the biggest music trends of 2018. I'm Jay Gatler.
And I'm Jade. And yes, we're going to be looking at all of the things that we were talking about the most in the last year that weren't big news stories, but were definitely topics of conversation.
So let's start with a big question. Is the album dead? Yes or no, Jade? You have to answer.
Yes.
Oh!
I know, bold statement.
You went there. Well, it's not dead if you ask the artists behind this year's biggest discs. We're talking about Taylor Swift, Drake, Post Malone. But it is hard to shake the feeling that albums haven't been overall maybe less relevant since before Sgt. Pepper.
We live in a Spotify world now, Jay.
A lot of this year's most talked about songs didn't come with albums. Childish Gambino's This Is America, Ariana Grande's Thank You Next, I Love It by Kanye West and Lil Pump. And all of those songs have one thing in common. They came with widely discussed videos.
Yeah, well, this was kind of something that Beyonce kickstarted, where it's like, I'm not going to tell you I have new music coming out. You're not going to know. And then all of a sudden, boom, an amazing visual with great music.
Yeah, and even if you don't do it on full visual album scale like Beyonce does, like none other, you can drop a single like Donald Glover had a hugely high impact release of that single, This Is America, dropping it at the same time as he was performing it on Saturday Night Live.
And he created a music video that was such a huge topic of conversation. People were picking that video apart for weeks.
Yeah, I remember I was at a barbecue just after that song came out. I remember people were like pulling each other aside, be like, oh, you haven't seen this? You've got to see this. We need to like stop what we're doing. I'm going to play this video on my phone because this is unbelievable. So even though a viral video can't drive a song up the charts quite as easily since Billboard tweaked its Hot 100 metric to more heavily weight paid streams, it does seem near essential to making a track click as having a hot video, especially if it comes with one of those dramatic debuts. This is America. Woo. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Yeah. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Yeah. Yeah. Don't catch you slipping now. The second thing I want to bring up is women in rock. Women ruled the rock scene, so why weren't they getting more airplay on the radio? This year's most acclaimed guitar-driven albums were largely made by women. Mitski in her album Be the Cowboy, Courtney Barnett and Tell Me How You Really Feel. There was Kacey Musgraves in the country side of things with Golden Hour, Snail Mail in her album Lush, Soccer Mommy with Clean. Nico Case even put out an album this year called Hell On. The list goes on and on and on. But when you look at the list of the top rock songs getting airplay, what do you see? Lots and lots of men. Men.
Yeah, especially Imagine Dragon up there, Foster the People, Muse, Weezer. These are bands that are always topping the charts, which makes it even more suspicious, I guess you could say, when it's a year when there are so many fantastic albums from women. Why are we leaning on these male-driven albums?
And it's just as bad over on the country side. The country charts just clocked their first week in 3 decades without a single woman in the top 20 chart of most played songs on country radio.
Yeah, that is absolutely bonkers to me, especially when you look at somebody like Kacey Musgraves, who's winning a bunch of awards and being nominated for things. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So when will women start getting their commercial dues? Hopefully soon.
Well, yeah, I mean, things seem to be changing. We covered a story this year about how now when you look at who's picking up the guitar and who's buying guitars, right now the gender ratio is about even, which is a change from what it's historically been. Historically, men have tended to buy and play more guitars, and now finally things are evening up on the playing side of things.
I want to give one of these underrated women in rock her dues. Here is Soccer Mommy in Cool.
So it might have seemed like we're not talking about trap music as much this year. Fetty Wap was so 2015. Black Beatles is the song that your family used to soundtrack its Thanksgiving Day Mannequin Challenge video back in 2016. But trap beats have not gone away. They've just become ubiquitous.
They've morphed.
So as Rolling Stone puts it, trap is the new pop. Rolling Stone listed all these artists who put out songs with trap beats this year, and they are not what you would call trap stars. Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, even Kelly Clarkson had a song with trap beats this year. More than one,
oh no,
in fact.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I know, right? So, and of course, that's all in addition to all the hip hop smashes that go straight trap. So what is it, Jade, about these tinny, glitchy trap beats that make them so sticky and so ubiquitous?
I think there's something about it that makes it instantly head nodding. You know, you can't help but move your body to it a little bit. And maybe that's what 2018 was all about, needing to forget what was happening on the news side of things and just nod your head and lose yourself in a beat for a little bit.
That was one of the things that the New York Times speculated in their year-end recap last year when trap was already obviously very huge. Yeah, that maybe it's something about the mood of the country. They also pointed out that trap beats, because they are kind of like tinny and very high-end, they tend to come across pretty well on like a phone. So you see people walking around all the time now just like literally holding their phone and just playing music out of the built-in speaker, and something with like a big low end is not going to come across well in that setting, but a trap beat comes across pretty clearly and crisply. Here's a sample of those trap beats in perhaps unexpected places. One of Ariana Grande's big hits this year, God is a Woman.
And Jay, have we reached peak festival?
I hope so.
I love festivals. Festivals have always been such a big part of popular music. But in recent years, they've just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't know if this is entirely sustainable. I mean, take a look at Beyoncé's epic live stream performance at Coachella. It set the bar so high. Two weekends, full costumes, full bands. The scale was ridiculous. There are also so many big festivals now. They're literally bumping into each other with radius clauses that prevent artists from playing anywhere nearby. So will 2019 be the year we finally get festivaled out?
Yeah, it's not looking that way. But what it looks like is that instead of becoming less frequent, festivals are starting to spread into places and times of the calendar that there have not previously been music festivals.
Yeah, is the next frontier Asia? They have a massive population and artists. We've just been talking quite a bit about K-pop bands. These are just increasing in international popularity. And governments in countries like China and Vietnam don't love the idea of hosting more festivals, but their citizens may not give them much of a choice.
Then, of course, there's the cruise ship music boom. Have you been on a music cruise yet,
Jane? Weezer cruise? No, I've not been. But that's just because I'm not a cruise person. I'm a big festival person, but I need some solid ground. And, Jay, festivals are increasingly common in winter months. Can you imagine being outside, freezing a little bit, but also listening to some music?
That's what I did last year when the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis. That was a very, very cold outdoor festival, and people showed up for it.
Let's look back on the biggest festival appearance of 2018. This is Beyoncé and Halo.
That's our take on the biggest music trends of 2018, and that's going to wrap up the year for us. Thanks for rocking with us this year.
Yeah, it's been fun. If you missed any episodes, you can always go back and re-listen to them, enjoy them again. And we have so much goodness headed your way for 2019. So we'll see you in the new year.
I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. You can join our group on Facebook, The Current Music News, to keep up with everything that we are doing as we head into 2019. We're going to be changing it up a little bit, and we think you'll enjoy what's coming up in the new year. Happy New Year, everyone.